Listen here, masturbator. I'm gonna fucking degrade you just right now. Just I'm gonna kink shame you. I don't fucking care, okay? I need you to really conceptualize this for me. No one else in the world is into what you watch. Like, really think about that. There are like, what, 7 billion people on this earth? How many of those are men? How many of those are masturbators? How many of those have the same kink that you're into? It's fucking ridiculous. You know, you're just a weirdo, dude. Whatever you're fucking into, you're the only one that's fucking into it. I need you to really think about that. Just fucking fantasize about that. If that were the case, you know how fucking weird you'd be? You know how fucking weird people would think you are? You're a fucking weirdo, dude. You're into the fucking most, like, kinkiest, nichest shit now. And you can't fucking stop, dude. Like, it's like, you're into, like, this really, like, niche porn, I bet. Like, some really niche kink that you have where you Google, you search, you look it up in the search terms, you type it in every fucking porn fucking space you can, and you get, like, one or two videos. And that further, like, proves my point that you're the only one that's fucking into this. That's why you fucking take so much fucking time and fucking energy to fucking search for this shit. I don't even know what your fucking kink is, what your weird thing that gets your rocks off is. But I'm just gonna say it, like, no one else is into it. And that's why you have such a hard time, like, finding it. And that's why when you do find it, you act like you struck gold. You act like you fucking found your fucking god to fucking worship for the night. You fucking save those videos on your phone and shit. You fucking keep that shit with you just in case it gets deleted. And whenever your fucking most favorite fucking kink fucking porn site gets deleted or gets scrubbed, you fucking cry a little bit inside. I fucking know you do. Because you're fucking obsessed with this fucking kink. And you can't fucking help it anymore, huh? You're letting it take over your life. Like, what? 6-7 billion people on this earth. And you're the only one that's into this. You're the only one that this one video was made for. I think that's why you like it, huh, little baiter? You want to feel special. You want to feel like your fucking kink makes you fucking different than all the other fucking masturbators. That's why you fucking love this. But no, you're just like all the rest of them. You're into this really weird thing, but you're just like all the other masturbators. All the other masturbators have their little kink. They have their little thing that gets them going, and it's right in between their legs. The thing that fucking controls them. It's their fucking penis. Their penis makes them do all this fucking humiliating shit. Watch this, all this weird ass shit. That they'll need fucking, like, DSM-5 to figure out why they're into this shit. They'll have to go to a fucking therapist and ask, why am I into this shit? And then you know what that therapist will say? It's because you're a weird-ass fucking baiter, that's why. It's because you're a weird-ass little masturbator. That fucking therapist will say, keep stroking, you're not fucking hurting everyone. And I fucking agree with that. You're not fucking hurting anyone with your fucking little kink. Because your kink fucking pacifies you. It makes you complacent. It makes you obedient. It makes you relax. And that's what porn is for. That's what it's built for. And that's why they fucking made it. If it wasn't for this little humiliating little kink you got, you would be out there curing diseases. You would be out there fixing computers. You would be out there building the next fucking invention. Fucking must have the fucking mind of a genius. And the only thing holding you back is this one kink. And you're gonna let it hold you back. Because you fucking love having this kink, don't you? You love having this little thing. This little one little thing. That's keeping you back from being the fucking best person in the world, from being the fucking top of the fucking charts on every fucking album, on every fucking place, on every fucking CEO and all that shit. This is the fucking thing that's holding you back, and you fucking love it. You're gonna fucking hold it with both hands and let it hold you back. You fucking lack self-control. That's why you fucking read motivational posters. That's why you fucking look at bait caps. Because they remind you of fucking motivational posters. And those fucking bait caps are the only fucking motivational posters that work on you. The ones that fucking tell you to masturbate. Because that's all you fucking do all the time. You just think about your little niche, little kink that no one else is into. That everyone else thinks is weird. And you'll go into a fucking bait world or a bait space. And you'll share this little kink. And then they'll think it's weird. Or they'll think it's completely vanilla. Then you'll be the weirdo for being the vanilla one out of the group because you don't have enough of those little kinks. And that'll wreck you even more knowing that there are guys fucking with even more fucking little kinks that are fucking controlling them. That you're not the fucking worst out there. But that also means that you're fucking nothing fucking special. That means that you could have all these fucking amazing kinks and you're fucking holding yourself back still. You could be the kinkiest person in the world, and you still have a fucking limit. You still have your fucking boundaries because you're a fucking masturbator. You know, if you went on a live stream or a fucking stage at a comedy club and just said your little kink out loud, said what exactly what you're into, you'd just be met with laughter. You'd be met with laughing emojis, and you'd fucking love it because you're into fucking humiliation, huh? You want fucking people to humiliate you for this little kink that you got. As much as you want to be a proud masturbator, you still fucking have this little kink that you're embarrassed of. Everyone's got one. And you're going to let that fuel you, huh? More specifically, you're going to let that shame fuel you. Fuel your masturbation session. Because no matter how much you pretend, no matter how much you say that you are proud of a certain kink that you have, or maybe even that little kink, maybe you identify with it at this point. No matter how proud of it you are, no matter how much you make it your identity, the little drop of shame, it's always going to be there. No matter how hard you scrub at it, no matter how hard you go and touch yourself and rub your dick, no matter how much you do that, it's always going to be there. It's always going to be a part of your identity, a little bit of shame surrounding this little tiny kink you got, this little insignificant amount of pleasure that you have. You're going to have to swallow it. You're going to have to take the shame along with it. No matter what, that shame is going to rear its ugly head in. It's going to get in every single part of you once you let it in. And it's just going to become part of that fetish at that point. Just going to become part of that kink. It's going to become part of you. Whatever bit of shame that you have surrounding this kink, whatever bit of embarrassment you may have associated with this fetish, you're just going to take it in. You're just going to take it alongside something that gives you so much pleasure. That shame all by itself is just so potent, so distasteful. But alongside your kink, alongside your fetish, when you swallow down that shame, when you swallow down your pride, it'll just be easier to swallow. It's true what they say, that a spoonful of sugar helps the shame, helps the embarrassment just go down to the point where you don't even know what feels better. You're slowly programming yourself to accept the shame, to want the shame, to crave the shame. Pretty soon you might even throw away this little thing, this little fetish of yours that gave you so much pleasure. You might even drop it entirely and go for something else, some other fetish that brings you more shame, some fetish that's more shame than it is pleasure, because that's what you want, isn't it? You're craving for the shame now, huh? You're craving to be just that 1 in 7 billion little loser, little humiliated, little baiter. Addicted to the shame. Addicted to the shame of your little fetish. Whatever it may be. And it doesn't even matter anymore. You just want that shame. The feeling of your face just flushing red. The feeling of fear. Knowing that just participating in this one habit of yours is enough to make you tense up. It's enough to make your asshole tighten, fear that someone's going to come knocking at the door, try to figure out what you're looking at. And that's what you want deep down. You want that fear. Someone finding out, that fear of shame that you try so desperately to avoid, but you keep thinking about it, keep fantasizing about it. Until the next thing you know, this fetish, this shameful fetish that you have of yours, is all that you watch, is all that's in your search history. Suddenly it's your fucking identity again. All because of the shame. Go from feeling pleasure and shame to feeling pleasure from shame and to feeling only shame as pleasure. Because that's where disgusting little masturbators like you like to go. That's the road that you willingly take. That's the path that you want to travel every day of your sexual life. So you keep participating in those shameful acts, little masturbator. And once it catches up with you, once the only thing that can get you rock hard is something shameful and humiliating, then you'll know I'm right. And when you know I'm right, you'll be right back here where you belong, listening my voice, watching your favorite, most humiliating porn, getting more and more addicted to it every day.